The Pew Charitable Trust says from 1998 to 2007, U.S. jobs in energy efficiency, conservation and pollution mitigation, and other environmentally friendly fields grew by more than 9%, compared to 3.7% overall job growth. The report also says nearly $13 billion in venture capital investments went to clean technology businesses between 2006 and 2008. Lori Grange of the Pew Center on the States champions the report as the first ever hard count of actual jobs and investments in the country's clean energy sector.
We produced this report because policymakers, business leaders, and the public need credible, reliable data. They need a solid benchmark to ground their policy deliberations and choices and to understand where emerging economic opportunities lie.
However, Wisconsin and neighboring Illinois are among a handful of states that didn't fare so well. Clean job growth actually fell in Wisconsin more than 5% in that same period. The Pew Center's Kill Hugh says there's still potential.
The job numbers don't speak to the full story in Wisconsin and Illinois. Those two states are among the leaders in terms of having a large share of the clean energy economy, and they've also managed to attract venture capital funds as well. With the right policies, with the right investments, those states can be a leader in tomorrow's clean energy future.
Hugh's colleague, Lori Grange, adds factors for Wisconsin's decline could be losses in jobs and population through the state's Northeast Corridor. The Pew analysis shows Wisconsin with more than $46 million in clean technology venture capital and 15,000 clean jobs as well. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.